This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is your 60-second COVID-19 update on WEEI.
Danielle Murr with your 9 a.m. COVID-19 update. In Massachusetts yesterday, 471 new cases of coronavirus were reported. Over 7,000 tests have been done. The positive test rate right now hovers around 6%. The 7-day rolling average positive test rate is now under 6% overall. So some good news there. Over the weekend, come tomorrow on Saturday, Cowboys will be getting back in the saddle in Mesquite, Texas at the Mesquite Championship Rodeo. Organizers told the Dallas Morning News this marks the first professional sports event open to ticket holders in the U.S. since the coronavirus outbreak started. And Iran yesterday freed Michael White, a California native who had been imprisoned for nearly 2 years before contracting the coronavirus. Iran is forcing a worrisome second wave of infections. A record 3,574 new confirmed cases were reported yesterday. Your next update comes at 11 a.m. here on WEEI.
Subaru Summer is going on now. Details at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
There's some breaking coronavirus news which may justify Ken's fear this entire time.
Okay.
It's really, really interesting information, which we'll get to at about 9:20 or so. Curtis, you want to share the jobless numbers that have just come out this morning?
Trump is fully aroused this morning.
Yes.
Stunning results. May sees biggest jobs increase ever of 2.5 million new jobs. And the jobless rate declined to 13.3%. The projection was that they would be losing 8 million jobs and that the unemployment would rise to nearly 20%. So it beat expectations by 10 million jobs because
That's
they gained 2.5 instead of losing 8.3.
That's good news. So I assume that has
to do... It's the plexiglass industry.
Does it? Well, it probably has to do with the rest of the country opening up.
Sure.
Right?
I would think so, right? And people getting, you know, maybe getting back to work. Some of those jobs that they thought were not going to be there are now there.
Yeah. So rest of the country gained 2.5 million jobs.
Not here in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts lost 2.5 million.
And Chanel Rione tweeted that OAN will be taking the president's 10 a.m. news conference live. So good news.
Like a rocket ship, it's going to go up and everything will be back.
Oh, we're calling it a news conference now.
So, Wiggy and others, I'd like your opinion on the NBA because, as you said earlier, that appears to be the only professional sports league with which we have a legit date to start.
Yeah,
July 31st, month and a half away.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Like I'm looking forward to the NHL playoffs, but I want to hear some news. At least with the NBA, I know something, right?
You know something, right?
You know, they're starting to put things in order. They're starting to let me know, all right, here's how they're going to do it, an 8-game regular season and the regular playoffs and that kind of thing.
So if you were Brad Stevens, Danny Ainge, I want to know which you'd pick because they're debating right now how a team would get home court advantage.
Okay.
Okay? So these are the choices when it comes to the higher-seeded team. You could be awarded the first possession of the second, third, and fourth quarters.
Okay.
So you start with a jump ball, but second, third, fourth, you get the ball. Or you could designate one player. This should be called the Rodman rule or the Lambeer.
Mm-hmm.
You can designate one player who is allowed to be whistled for seven fouls.
Wow.
Jeez.
Instead of six.
Huh. Seven fouls.
Right. Fouling out.
It's like a goon in hockey.
I know. Or you could receive an extra coach's challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could, and I alluded to this earlier, you could be allowed to transport your actual hardwood home court from your arena mm-hmm. to Orlando to try to preserve the feel of your home playing experience.
Greg, just one thing. You neglected to mention that the one player that could get seven fouls could not be white because of white privilege.
Or there's also an off-court advantage
mm-hmm.
by which you could pick which hotel your team gets to stay in.
Okay.
Ooh.
At the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex and the Disney World Resort.
Oh,
so you could choose the Grand Floridian
right.
if you wanted.
I think
just
that
for that night?
No, for the series.
No, during
the whole
thing.
Series.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah, yeah.
I would say you don't get to pick where you stay. You
right.
also get to pick the hotel
where they stay.
Opponent.
Yeah. I like that.
The last one is the Scottish Inn. It starts with the Grand Floridian and then it goes down to the Courtyard Marriott.
Yes. What about the Polynesian?
What about the Stanley Hotel in Chelsea?
Which one would you pick? I think I'd pick ball possession. I mean, I like the idea of the foul, but uh-huh. essentially that's when it comes to just purely looking at it from a scoring perspective,
right.
opportunity to put points on the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm.
I like getting the ball possession to start the quarter.
Yeah, I would. See, I'm thinking the foul one. If I can get one guy to seven fouls, maybe I can play physical on the other team's player, and who knows? You know what?
Yeah,
and maybe
okay.
take
so
them out of
be,
a game a little
gonna,
bit.
You're going to be able to, if you have, you're going to be able to play more physical defense
right.
for longer
because right.
you're not going to be worried about fouling out.
Hey, who's the last guy on the end of the bench? Hey, Greg Hill, get in here.
Yep.
You see that LeBron James guy? Mm-hmm. Follow him as hot as you can. You got seven.
Don't you think the players, though, would pick the hotel? That's the advantage
they want. Absolutely.
This 100%. Thing is so dumb.
The options are
thing ever.
Not spectacular.
Why? It's dumb because you don't think there should be. They should try. Well, they're not going to actually preserve. If you think home court advantage is about your fans,
mm-hmm.
then you're not preserving that by any of these.
No,
this is the dumbest thing
ever. But you are rewarding. I mean, if you're a top seed, you're being rewarded for being a top seed.
Okay, so we get to stay in a nice hotel. I'm willing to bet you the team that we're playing against probably staying in a nice hotel, too. You want to really give me a home court advantage? You know, if that's what you really, really want me to do, hey, when they get the ball, take the air out of it or something.
Would the parquet be an advantage?
Nah, anyway? The rims, you'd have to send the rims down.
Yeah.
That would be the home court advantage because then these guys are shooting on the rim, so they would probably want the rims more than they want the floor.
Yeah, I mean, I think they have to, I guess. It, you know, also it gets people talking and mm-hmm. it's different.
That's what they should have did now that I think about it. They should have been, if you throw out the floor, you should have the option, if you're the highest seed, to take the rims that you play on, like the rims in the garden that they actually play on, this, you know, the whole thing, the stanchion and everything, take it down to where, because that's what they're used to, shooting on those hoops.
But why wouldn't they just bring in fans as, like, actors that root for the team with the better record? Like, they yell at the other team. They can heckle. Mm-hmm. They can do whatever. Like,
are they going to have fans? I mean, Florida has said, DeSantis has said that you can.
Yeah.
But they're not. So you could theoretically, if you're a Celtics fan, you could travel,
yeah,
right?
You could go down there. If you could not only probably, what they're probably looking at it like this. Hey, come down to Disney. Enjoy it, and then take the kids to see an NBA basketball game.
By the way, a texter says, you calling me out for being a bench warmer in high school
mm-hmm.
hoops is racist.
It's athletic privilege. That's all that is.
Yeah, see, you.
I was privileged.
It's definitely
you
mean
were privileged.
For a superior athlete to call you.
I know.
And I was privileged, that's all.
But Ken, the loser of the first round games has to go to Epcot with Ken. So that'll be it.
Which is not good. I got on that NASA simulator there and almost threw up on the easy section. Oh, it's
just
rough.
As long as you didn't see any dogs.
Yep. Yeah, I think there'll be fans, though.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. People will
people travel? Will Celtics fans travel? the playoffs.
Yeah, because the flights are really cheap.
I don't think there are many flights at all, though. I mean, unfortunately.
No, there's flights.
Oh no, you can get you can get a flight to Florida for like $35 bucks.
I
or
was
something.
Looking at, you know,
it's unbelievable.
Wait a minute, why is Curtis worrying about flying commercial? First of all,
that's true.
I was looking at flights because my kids are like, you know, we should go to like Jamaica, the Bahamas. I was looking at flights and shoot, I'm like, man, ain't that cheap?
Yeah, no, I mean, if you're willing to risk it, and who wouldn't be at this point, you can get some amazing travel deals.
I think
they're paying you to go to Italy.
Yeah, like, yeah, I think there's a lot of discounts on a lot of different things. I'm past the corona.
You're done?
Yeah. I'm,
has it fizzled?
I mean, I've moved on.
It's not you that
called,
cheap.
You called it. You what?
There's $400 flights to
you
Orlando.
You can find like 100.
No, a week from today. Oh, there's one ticket left at $71. Yeah, it is cheap.
Yeah, that's pretty good. $71.
Yeah, and then you have to pay another $300 to choose a seat, check a bag, actually get on the plane, breathe.
What airline are you flying?
I'm gonna fly down. I'm gonna fly down to Miami, go to Prime 112 for lunch, and then fly back.
Fly to Texas, man. You can go to Texas, fly down.
Man, it must be so nice to finally get into a steakhouse again. That would be so cool, Greg.
I know. That's
it's
the one
been
thing.
So yeah. long. It's
that's
been
the
like,
one
what,
thing
days?
I missed. That is the one thing I have missed is dining actually at a steakhouse. Yeah. I can't
wait. Thank God you don't have to suffer anymore.
Yeah. Oh,
I've moved past it. I just go to New Hampshire.
All right. We got to get to Ken and what is trending.
Drive home with OMF, weekday afternoons 2 to 6. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Now, Wiggy claims he got a degree from Georgia. I'm not sure if he got one from Marshall, too. But how do you feel about Jake Fromm?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
He done did it. He done did it, boy.
Bills rookie.
He done put your foot in your mouth.
Well, somebody did him dirty.
Somebody did him dirt dog dirty. I'd be looking, if I was Jake Fromm, I'd be like, man, somebody's catching the fade quick. Because they're talking about releasing him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Somebody from the Bills said they're going to release him?
Well, that was the rumor out there is that the Bills might release him.
Well, Fromm, of course, is a rookie just drafted by the Bills. This conversation, a text conversation, was posted by somebody from him in March 2019 where he said, they were talking about guns, a text referring to guns, and Fromm said, quote, "Just make them very expensive so only elite white people can get them, ha-ha," end quote. So now he's had to apologize for this. He says he never meant to imply that he is an elite white person.
Yeah. I told my sons as soon as this came out, I said, you got to be careful who you're texting, man. Don't trust anybody. Because like you said, somebody did him dirty.
So would you say that he should lose his NFL career over that?
No, I don't think he should lose his job for it.
Okay.
Would teammates like be looking at him cross-eyed now? I mean,
if he's saying that, teammates were probably looking at him sideways anyways, like just, you know, because maybe, you know, it's just different. In the locker room, you know, I know everybody says it's the NFL and it's, you know, but people are from different parts of the world, man. I mean, different parts of the country. And it's just, you know, you have your certain beliefs and you know what guys' true hearts are. And you just kind of, you keep it moving.
Jason Lockenfora says the Saints and Tom Brady had mutual interest this offseason, had Breeze retired. We talked about Breeze earlier, another Instagram apology, but could have been Brady and Gronk in New Orleans.
Yeah. Wow, Michael Explosive. Thomas and Alvin Kamara.
Yes. Pretty well, good. We're now learning from the Brady camp that every NFL team had interest in him. We're now learning that, and he just chose Tampa Bay because...
What a heel turn you have taken in regards to the Brady.
I mean, every team...
I'm going to be calling him Burgermeister from now on.
Every team would have interest.
Every team. Every team.
You don't
believe it? Massive interest. Every team.
I believe that.
Every team.
Would you rather see baseball cancel or get a 50-game, quote-unquote, bastard season, as one agent described it? That's basically their options left.
Personally,
yes,
me?
You. Yeah.
Cancel it. I wouldn't miss the baseball season.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean...
No disrespect. I know,
really
I know this is the Red Sox station.
But the Red Sox are not going to be good. If the Red Sox are going to be good, I would say, okay.
Well, for 50 games, anybody could be good.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, poor Castiglione, Greg. I mean, he's just eating
Yeah, but even for 50 games, I still don't think they have enough.
Well, one of the broadcasters said even if they do play, all the broadcasters have to do road games from the home park or in a studio. So Joe's not going to get to travel. Either way, that's the glorious part of the, you know, Castiglione is a wild man out on the town when he goes to these cities.
Oh, he is?
Totally.
He has his own table at Magic City when they play the Braves.
Oh, well, yeah. You know,
Did he fall out of the chair?
And it's hard to get a table at Magic City, too. I mean, it's extremely hard to get one there. But don't you think...
A defined table, by the way. What comes with that? Is there bottle service? Is there... Magic City, what do they offer when you get a table?
The first lap dance is free.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Wow.
On the house.
On the house. Right. That and a bottle. But you got to pay for the bottle.
Right. So
it but that's why we let Curtis pay for it.
Well, I was going to say, who paid? You, Curtis. Or Curtis's father?
Curtis.
That was the Amex.
Yes.
That's what's trending on the Gray Hill Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wiggy, can you name that classic rock artist?
Just off the instrumentals?
Yes.
Chicago.
You being serious?
No. I don't know. Who is that?
No.
How am I supposed to name a song just from hearing the instruments?
What? From hearing the introduction of a classic song? You could do... Here, go ahead. Turn it up.
In walked a man with a gun in his hand. He wasn't looking for a you-know-who. He said, hey, that fellow with
I don't know it. I need to hear the hook.
What you trying to prove?
What's the hook?
Who's asking my woman there? And I'm a man who cares. And this might be all.
Here comes the hook. Go ahead, yeah.
I said, excuse me.
Oh, no, we gotta wait for the hook.
Yo, give me a dap.
Who is that?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Well, you should have played Sweet Home Alabama.
Well, no, they have other songs.
Well, but isn't Sweet Home Alabama their biggest one?
Arguably Freebird.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know.
Sure, Freebird.
I don't know Freebird.
Well, he likes the full version of Freebird.
I don't know Freebird, but I do know Sweet Home Alabama. If you played that Sweet Home Alabama, yep. I would have been able to say, oh, I know who that is.
Oh, listen, we could get on the road earlier to New Hampshire if we played Freebird. That would take up like 14 minutes. Play the live version, it's 14 minutes.
Is Freebird bigger than Sweet Home Alabama?
You don't know Freebird?
No, I got to hear the hook.
Oh. Can you get Freebird for Wiggy?
But is it bigger than Sweet Home Alabama?
How can you
Alabama?
Not know Freebird? It's like one of the all-time great classic rock anthems.
Is it?
Yes.
Let me hear the hook.
Well,
a texter says, white privilege much, Greg? You're playing Lynyrd Skynyrd. I mean, is that white privilege?
It's just white.
White music.
WPM.
Yes.
You don't know this.
This is two different songs than the one you just played.
Yes. Yes. Freebird is a different song.
Yes. Oh, I thought the song that you just played was Freebird.
He'll recognize it when we get to the.
First song you just played was Freebird.
The first one was Gimme Three Steps.
Oh.
Yeah, this is Freebird. This is Freebird.
It takes so long to get to the lyrics.
This is the part where you have your lighter out.
Is that what this is?
Well, that's dangerous. You can't have a lighter out.
Not no more.
This is where you have your cell phone out.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Ken, turn this up right. You'll recognize this
friend. If I leave tomorrow.
Yeah.
Such a great song.
All right.
Would you still remember me? For I must be traveling on now.
Okay.
All
right, you should have played this one.
Here's somebody who says Wiggy not knowing Freebird is the most ridiculous thing.
No,
I've ever,
I know
ever
Freebird,
heard.
But you play the wrong song first, and then you go, "Oh, this is Freebird." But I do know
what?
No, that's not what he said. He said maybe he should have played.
You said that
their biggest hit was
Sweet Home Alabama,
right? And then you go, no, it's Freebird.
Well, but Freebird and Stairway to Heaven might be the two most recognizable rock songs.
Yeah, no, I
classic rock songs.
Well, if you would have played
most recognizable classic, yeah.
But yes. If you're gonna play,
but that's because Texter says the white privilege is thinking that Wiggy should know a classic rock song.
I didn't know that song.
Like
no. If you would have played that first, I would have known that was Freebird. I'm as free as a bird. Right? Isn't that
right.
In the song?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I know that song.
And this bird, it will never change.
Right. That's but the first song you played, like when you said Freebird.
Okay.
I didn't know that. I thought the first song was Freebird. I was like, never heard this song.
Hey,
before.
We haven't done Wikipedia yet.
I know. We got to do that before the show ends. We will
play Sweet Home Alabama.
Let's see. This is John from Brockton. What's up, John?
What's up, Greg?
What's going on?
Not much. I just had a question. You mentioned the Chewing Tobacco Bandits the other day, and it just came to mind that real men don't do bandits. That's like having sex with a condom.
Pouches, you mean? Yes, I became a pouch person because I thought I was doing something that might be better for myself.
I love this. It's such a hard O. Real
I have
men
no
don't
idea
do
what
pouches.
A bandit or pouches.
It's the thing that prevents you from having nasty ass dip in every crevice of your teeth.
Right.
If you're going to insist on dipping, like nothing worse than when somebody pulls a hunk of dip out of their mouth and there's just dip everywhere.
But
in
I can't.
Teeth.
It doesn't matter because you can't get. Flavored, but you can't get flavored dip in Boston anymore. Is that all over Massachusetts?
But isn't
is it just,
dip like
it's everywhere.
Isn't it like tobacco that you take out of a little like
the tin? Yes,
cylinder
this
thing.
Yes. Little cylinder thing is a tin.
Yeah. Yeah. I like how you just plopped it on the desk. Okay. For the first street.
I friend. Thought there was an actual when you said the what did you say the bag Danielle? You said a bag.
It's a pouch.
Pouch. Pouch. I thought there was an actual
bag,
pouch you
baby.
Put it in.
Wiggy, Greg only dips with the.
Oh, that is a pouch.
That's not real dip.
Yeah, it is.
It's I thought dip it was in the pouch.
No, it's in the pouch.
I thought it was supposed to be strands.
No.
Oh, you just use a fake dipper, man.
Did you used to swallow the strands? I did that once. Almost puked everywhere.
Let me ask nasty. You this: is cauliflower pizza crust real pizza crust?
Nope.
Then maybe pouches are not real dip. I
guess. No, because they're not made of something different. That's not a parallel argument.
No, that is. You're not. That's not like a. You're dipping, but it's not like you're not a true dipper.
That's like a better comparison. Wiggy would get this one is that if when Santarpio's switched from putting the pizza in a bag to a box, it's a different delivery method. Still the pizza inside.
Can I tell you my favorite
right.
text of the day?
Yeah,
Wiggy's excuses have excuses.
No, I was just because anytime I've seen dip, I always thought it looked like tobacco. You know what I mean?
Well,
I never saw
tobacco.
It. I've never saw it in a tea bag that you put in your mouth.
Oh, there's the. I think we should end now because I don't think it's going to get any better. And I'm sad that
Danielle,
I didn't come up
I'm
with
trying
that.
To make the analogy for people who don't know what dip
Damn.
Is.
No, actually.
No. Pouch dip.
Hold on. Can you let me get this out because it might be good? That's actually what phases 1 through 5 in Massachusetts are called. The tea bag. And I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you've all enjoyed phases 1 through 5, the tea bag.
Okay.
Oh, and I have bad news for Ken and myself.
Uh-oh.
Bald men are much more at risk of getting serious, severe coronavirus because we carry a hormone that helps the virus attack cells.
Yes. Oh, so no. Ken has been right all along. Your concern is justified. This is breaking news today. The bald are at more risk when it comes to the coronavirus.
Wild.
Wow. So,
and certain blood types. Did I read yesterday? Type A is like coronavirus.
Bald
central?
Alcoholics no. have a 100% fatality rate.
Is it the bald because you're going bald, or is it you choose to just go bald? Because now there's, you know.
Jermaine.
What are we doing?
Stop.
Well, there are people that just like the bald head.
Right. It doesn't mean if you shave your head, you're not bald. Your hair will grow.
Your body doesn't know
right.
that.
No, I didn't know if the coronavirus is only people that were bald genetically.
What?
Not if I want a bald head.
Let's see. Greg.
Give me to Michael Jordan.
Back to Freebird.
Here's a longtime listener who says, Greg, did you know that Curtis knows less than Wiggy about music?
Yes, I did not know that song.
Really?
Correct.
No. You didn't?
No.
You didn't know Freebird?
Nope.
See, I knew Freebird.
What about what's your name? Did you know that?
No.
Really?
I know Sweet Home Alabama.
Okay. See, I knew Freebird, but
Sweet Home Dover.
The first song you played, I didn't know. Like, I know Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven.
I know that.
Yeah.
Curtis, do you know where, I should probably do this in the Casey Kasem voice, but do you know where?
Yes.
I'm Casey Kasem. Do you know where Lynyrd Skynyrd got their name from?
Oh, good question.
Wait, that's a band, not a person?
Yeah, that's a band.
Yes, however, it's interesting that you say that because it's kind of connected to the answer.
They got their name from I have no idea. Chewing tobacco. That's what they got it from.
I'm sorry, you're wrong. You're a douchebag. It was from their gym teacher, and his name was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh,
get it?
Okay.
So,
right.
So that, yes.
Casey Kasem has an attitude.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know how you.
I would have been able to tell you who sang Freebird when you if you would have played it originally.
Right, right. What about Stairway to Heaven?
Yes.
Okay.
And I would have been able to tell you who was Sweet Alabama.
Would you recognize the opening Stairway to Heaven riff, which is probably like the most recognizable riff in the history of classic rock?
I don't know about that one. I would say Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
Welcome to the Jungle?
Yeah, it's pretty classic.
Maybe.
Yeah. I feel like I'm in a middle school dance right now. This is awful. I'm triggered.
They played Stairway at your middle school dances?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was always the last song. Yeah.
No movie I watched
yesterday,
though.
Nobody would dance with me.
On this, Almost Famous was on. Good movie.
It's a good movie. Yeah, that is. When it comes to non-sequiturs, that was a good one. Hello, Brendan.
Hey, how are we doing today?
What's up? What's up, Brendan?
So, hey, I want to just discuss about race because it just bothers me just hearing – you know, callers come in and just talk about, well, I went down to the South and then this was happening. I mean, I grew up and I'm comfortable in my own skin. Everybody in my eyes is just equally. I mean, I consider myself like Tommy from Power. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
Oh,
Wiggy loves that
love
show.
That show.
That's one of my favorites. Except I don't do the killing. I just don't kill.
Then you get a pass.
I get exactly. Yes. Thank you.
Yes, you get a pass. You come to Harlem. Don't worry about it. We'll give you your directions.
Exactly. And you know, and that's what I see it as. You just got to be yourself. You don't need to be afraid of anybody. Just be you. Be who you are inside.
That's pretty good.
I like it.
You can be Tommy from Power. Hey,
moving the needle forward.
Right. Here we are.
Moving the needle forward.
You didn't ask him about Almost Famous.
But Wiggy, will you confirm for this texter that you think you could help yourself when it comes to, that if you shaved your head voluntarily, that you would be at more risk when it comes to the coronavirus?
No, I'm not.
You understand the difference.
Genetically
though,
bald.
Okay. So it's just
to have a full head of hair, I just decided to shave it and go with the bald head. Like Ken and Curtis, they can't do it.
Right.
They want their lettuce back. It ain't coming back. They got to go see Dr. Lynyrd. Is it Dr. Lynyrd?
Whoever wants to pay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you got to be concerned because it's coming back.
Wes Welker and Rob Minkovich is Dr.
Coronavirus.
Oh, they're okay.
Coming back. Went away for the last week or so, but it's coming back.
Yep. With a
it is coming back. Keep that mask on. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll do Wikipedia before we leave. Yes. All right.
Ready to go.
We'll do that before we go, and we'll get to the crossover coming up next.
Back to the Greg Hill Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Suggested, Ken, on the text line that was the most significant opening riff in rock and roll ever, Smoke on the Water. So maybe more so than Stairway to Heaven.
I told you, man. Slash is, what was his riff? Was it Welcome to the Jungle
Welcome
or Sweet
Jungle,
Child of Mine?
Sweet Child of Mine is probably what you're,
that's
what you're thinking of. Absolutely.
Pretty good.
Absolutely.
Jimi Hendrix had some good ones.
The debate could go on forever.
Can we have Casey Kasem stop by more often? I like that.
It's so isn't it?
I'm Casey Kasem. Keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Do you want to?
He only knows rock and roll.
We played
Casey
his total freak out on the old show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's excellent. The dog thing?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. should we get to Wikipedia before we go? All right, let's do it.
Need a little help with homeschooling?
All right, it's time to go to school, son.
Here's a free lesson from Wikipedia.
You need an interpreter? It's time to go to school.
All right.
Is this new?
Yeah, well, it came up. Do you remember it came up like a month or so ago?
Yeah, I remember that.
It came up right before pandemic, and then we had to cease.
We had to wait for the fizzle.
We had to cease all talk about anything other than
how you said it was fizzling,
the world was ending.
Yes.
But what was it based on? It was something that Wiggy did not know about. I think it was based on Patriots Day, Wiggy not knowing what the Patriots Day holiday was about. Was that what it was?
Unfortunately, I think so. I don't recall exactly.
But it's pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Going to test your knowledge on some things that may have happened on this date in history.
Oh, okay.
And Curtis and Ken actually have selected what happened on today's date that we want to ask you about. So
16 years ago today, Wiggy, Ronald Reagan passed away.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
We'd like you to talk a little bit about his presidency, what he accomplished.
Well, what he knows about Ronald Reagan.
What you know about Ronald Reagan.
War on drugs, man.
War on drugs.
Yes.
But that was really Nancy Reagan.
Yeah, it was his era.
Yeah,
his era.
Okay,
war on drugs. Listen, now if anybody you sell drugs to, overdoses, whatever, see you later. Mm-hmm. You go do jail for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. And he was an actor.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hollywood actor.
Yep.
Let's
start in a lot of westerns.
Yes. What else?
Who was his vice president?
His vice president. Yeah, I don't know that one. Let's see, Reagan. That was probably mid-80s, right? Mid-80s. He was president.
H.W.
Went on to be a president.
Oh, okay.
After him,
George Bush.
Yes, senior.
Okay. That's George Herbert Walker Bush.
Yes, 41.
Okay, 41? I guess that's 41. Why the war on drugs thing worked out. Continued.
What else? Do you know what candy he liked to eat all the time?
No.
Kept a big jar of it right there on the desk.
Hershey Kisses.
No.
You sure?
Chuckles. It was Chuckles.
Sure?
No, jelly beans. Yeah, he loved the jelly beans. Yeah, he loved the jelly beans.
What state was he governor of before becoming president?
Wasn't he governor of California?
Yes,
Swiggy. Yes.
I mean, I was paying attention in a history class in school. Yes.
10 times better than Mutt would have done.
A little bit.
Anything else?
I think he was married. I think he dated a black woman.
What happened to him while he was in office? He has something in common with JFK.
He got shot.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
That's right, in the hand.
No, it wasn't in the hand.
It wasn't in the hand?
No, he almost died.
Oh, okay. Somebody else got shot in the hand. I forget which president that was.
That was Ice Cube.
Oh, you're thinking...
At least Obama made it through without no assassination attempts on his life.
You're thinking of Joe Biden advising the police to shoot everybody.
You're thinking of Dick Cheney and his buddy.
Yes. He shot his friend in the face with a shotgun.
Oh, look at this donkey 603 texter.
Yes.
What is wrong with people? Yes, Wiggy is this person's. I love how people reveal themselves to be what they really are based on what they think of a segment.
Can I just do a total non sequitur off of Reagan?
You're just teasing.
Sure,
us.
Have another one.
Greg just gave.
I don't like to acknowledge it. I mean, idiot.
You know? No, I think it's good to acknowledge idiots because then it shows the rest of the world that this is what we live with.
Mm-hmm. This person says, "Is this quiz the black man on white conservative history?"
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, staying on that,
we did it on purpose.
On that note, on this day, Wiggy, in 1967, the Six-Day War began in the Middle East. How long did that war last?
Oh, man. How long did the Six-Day War last?
This might be a trick question.
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know the answer to it, but it might be a trick question.
I'm going to take a wild guess. I'm going to say 6 days. Would that be right? I hope I'm right.
Nailed it.
6 days, 2 Joes.
Do we know exactly, was it like 6 days in like 4 hours, or was it?
It started on, actually, it did. It was less than 6 days.
Yes, right. There you go.
It was June 5th to June, no, 6 days. June 5th through June 10th, yes.
Math, math and classic rock history, not your things, Curtis.
Neither are. And I find it to be racist that you ask me about that.
Yes.
A test was culturally biased about Reagan.
It's like the Wonderlic Wigs.
You asked me no questions about President Barack Obama.
He also helped to bring down the Berlin Wall.
Yes.
I mean, that was a pretty significant
tear down that wall.
And he is responsible for one of the all-time great statements that I have played countless times during pandemic about what we as Americans need from our government. And he believed it was not much.
Then the living Americans the Americans living in this land today. There isn't any problem we can't solve if government will give us the facts, tell us what needs to be done, and then get out of the way and let us have at it.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
See? Have at it. Get out of the way.
Where does he rank amongst your presidents?
He's number one.
He's number one for you?
As far as that I've been alive
yeah,
for?
Yeah, I mean, that's you can't rank. The I mean, ones you weren't comes, alive for. You
with
know.
The ones that I was alive for, yes. I think Harding is probably number one. Oof. And then I would say he is number two. That's what I would say. All right, hold on. This is John. Hello, John.
Hey, good morning, crew.
What's
Hi,
up?
Jonathan.
What's up, John?
Oh, not much. I just heard you watched When They See Us, man. That's a powerful movie, yes. Isn't it, right?
Yeah, somebody was just asking me what was the Netflix short series that Wiggy and I were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. and it's called When They See Us, and you should watch it.
So on that note, if you really want to get some real in-depth information, literally of how from the beginning to where we are now of I guess, the Black Plight, watch The 13th, man.
The 13th
series, yeah, on Netflix, man. It breaks it all down from slavery to Jim Crow to everything in between to now, man. It's powerful, man. You should totally check it out, man.
All right, I will do that. And Jonathan, have a great weekend. We should get to the crossover with Rich, and that is brought to you by National Lumber. Wait till you see them. Hey, Rich.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Are you missing Dale?
A little bit, yeah. I haven't seen the guy. I haven't seen the guy in a while.
I mean, what?
Long time.
So, I mean, I know Dale has been somebody who's been, hanging out at home.
Yeah.
So for his vacation, does he go to the backyard or like does he get adventurous? What is he doing?
Well, I don't think he's actually on vacation.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I don't think he's on vacation. So
he went from the living room to the sitting room.
To the dining area?
Yes.
No. His wife needed like a surgery. So he's hanging out with her and helping her out. Yeah. She had a procedure. And so she's. By all accounts, good, though, and all so right, he just took good. A couple days. He'll be back on Monday.
All right, and, we had Wiggy this morning, so right. You're not going to – who's
I got no Wiggy. It's just me. No, I got Andy Hart. Every Friday we have Andy Hart, so he'll be in breaking things down, so that'll be good.
Rich and I had a great discussion yesterday about top five what-if moments in Boston sports history.
Yes.
We should have rented out Bradford for it.
Yeah, we probably could have rented Bradford.
That would have made the segment better.
But. Right, or we could have so Nick could have called in.
What were the top five?
I forget what Rich
Len
had.
Bias was.
No, we excluded Len
not
Bias.
Not counting Len Bias, because that's how the whole conversation started, because ESPN did like the whole 30 for 30 again and aired his game. So that's how we started talking about
I had Tyler Seguin up there in mine.
I saw
yeah, you
that.
Did.
Yeah, I had Sagan because I was, and I still to this day am so disappointed
did
in
you
the trade of Sagan.
Mine might be,
mm-hmm.
What if there were no Ulf Samuelsson?
Yeah, we got okay. People tweeted
did
that one that? A
did
lot.
People,
yeah.
Did people?
Cam Daly injury?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Because imagine, like the season before that, wasn't that when Cam got 50-plus?
That sounds sure. right. I don't know for sure. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Imagine what Cam Neely would have been
right.
without that cheap shot from Ulf Samuelsson.
I'm sorry to say, as a Penguin fan, I cheered that at the time.
I'm sure
like
you did.
Young teenage Penguin fan.
I'm sure you did.
Well, imagine if your two top scorers were Sagan and Pasta on this team.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Mm. What else? What else?
I went. Obviously, Drew Bledsoe injury. Like you know, who knows what happens if he keeps playing in 0-1? Uh-huh. If he never gets hurt. There's two different Celtics draft lotteries that they were like trying. They were shooting for Tim Duncan, didn't get him, and they were shooting for Kevin Durant, and didn't get him. And then that led to the Ray Allen and Kevin Garnett trades. There was also the Alex Rodriguez trade in 2003 that A-Rod approved. He was going to take a pay cut and come to Boston, and Manny was going to be gone, Nomar was going to be gone, John Lester was going to be gone, and then the Players Association was like, no chance, like you can't. You can't sign this record deal and then take a pay cut.
Mm.
And then so it fell through, and then obviously he went to the Yankees. What Wiggy had Reggie Lewis. Which
I had
obviously
Reggie Lewis.
A good one.
And if Aaron Hernandez wasn't a psychopathic Stone Cold murderer.
Yes.
Think about sense. What that offense could have looked like. Yeah.
We started the segment, he just said Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And I was like, what about him?
No. If Jimmy Garoppolo was still here, he'd be your quarterback.
I know, but I was like, what's the timeline of that?
Well, they would have had to pay him. You know, you'd have to franchise him.
Yeah,
Well, we're doing the what-if game.
No, I know. Then he was like, well, how many details are we getting into? I'm like, I don't know. We're going to break it down.
You know what should have been number one, Curtis?
I think it has one thing.
Malcolm Butler.
Yep.
Ooh, what if? That was yeah. I was what thinking if? About putting so that the reason one on the list.
How is that not what number if? One?
I was
I'll tell you why.
That.
I'll tell you why it's not number one. Because if Malcolm Butler plays, they win that Super Bowl. If Drew Bledsoe doesn't get hurt, who knows if Brady ever played? That's 20 years of uncertainty.
Well, if you listen to the Glens and the Belichick honks, they said that Brady was going to play that year either way. So.
Ooh. Because I had said the thing about Bledsoe, too, is...
Yeah, if, no, they sort of have changed that. But, I mean,
yes.
Whether you've played week two,
no,
week three.
No.
I mean, Wiggy was there, for God's sake.
I agree with you.
And then who knows how long Bill would have lasted? Because if Bill has another bad season...
Then he's got two jobs, fired out of both, and he's a defensive coordinator the rest of his life.
Hmm. Think about that. I mean, the Bledsoe thing's just so insane. I mean, you have the greatest coach and the greatest quarterback of all time. Might not have gotten that same opportunity if it's not for Bledsoe.
And that was the first game post 9/11.
Huh? That's right.
Did anybody talk about Grady Little? Texter one?
Yep, yeah, there was
a text message. If you would,
the Pedro
took
one.
Pedro
out
of the game.
That one came up. Tony C for like the old or back. Well, people are like, what about Babe Ruth? I'm like, yep, good one. Good point. Yep. We missed that one.
What if Wiggy got sick the night of the snowball? There's no Tom Brady match. Oh,
my number five was what if Wiggy re-signed?
Yeah.
And you laugh at it, but I say Wiggy would have been a part of three Super Bowl teams.
Yep.
And in 2002, they blew a pick on Daniel Graham. Three picks later was Ed Reed.
Boom.
So you could have had Wiggy and Ed Reed. All these Super
Keep
Bowls.
Keep me, you got Ed Reed.
Come on.
Think about that.
Glenn just texted in to say, what if there were no Nanette?
Ooh.
Wow.
Babe Ruth.
Glenn's up early this morning. Oh.
Well, I told Glenn, Reggie Lewis was my first, so, I mean, big Celtics guy.
All right, what are you guys talking about today, Rich?
Well, I know Andy Hart actually wrote a column, too, about what if. So we'll do that at one point. But it was a big day yesterday for quarterback apologies. So Drew Brees, then he even had another one. Then Jake Fromm. And me and Wiggy were looking at the Jake Fromm stuff at the end of our show yesterday, but it hadn't been confirmed yet. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to run with this. Because it was just like a screen grab, and it was like a random person that tweeted it. But no, it was legit, and Jake Fromm had to go and apologize for it. So we'll talk about that, plus all the other details in the NBA's return to play plan.
All right. Yeah. Any big plans for the weekend?
I don't think so.
Go to New Hampshire.
You're waiting? What do you think is going to happen tomorrow when the governor steps up to the podium? Do you think he's going to say restaurants can open on Monday, or do you think we're going to get a little delay?
I kind of feel like a delay.
You do?
Yeah.
Why a delay? What
don't you?
Can you possibly
maybe like another week, Rich?
When has it not been delayed?
The
when
new
has
normal.
Anything not been delayed?
Right.
If you had to bet right now, what would you pick?
No.
No, I think they open on Monday. There's no way he's delaying any. For what? What are you delaying?
It's
only
inevitable.
It's only places that have outside dining available to them.
Right. What are you
which is a small percentage of restaurants anyway.
Right.
Except if you're Greg Hill.
And then
can we get Greg to get an ankle bracelet that prevents him from entering?
What do you always say, Greg, when you don't?
I say there's no rhyme or reason.
Yes, so why would you delay another week? What's the rhyme or reason for you delaying?
First
of all, I think that at this point.
It's just abuse of power,
I think
Daniel.
That at this point, based on everything that has gone on, that it would be okay to have 25% or 50% capacity indoors in a restaurant at this point.
Mm-hmm. Yes. That's what they got in Texas.
That should be happening. Why it isn't, I don't know. We'll probably never know, but we'll find out.
Did I read that there was no COVID deaths in New York yesterday?
In New York City for the first time, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. How about that?
That's huge.
And fans back at their football games. I told you, Texas has said 50% capacity in stadiums. Now, a week after they said 25%, so think about where we're going to be come September 1st.
Yeah.
The Cowboys Stadium is going to be packed.
Well, also said it was fizzling out, and it is. It's fizzling out.
I know.
This is the fizzle.
And Wiggy, he said it was fizzling out 3 months ago.
In March.
Yeah, but he's on it. Semantics.
He's on it. It's like the guy who's like, Brady stinks. He's going to stink.
I called it.
It's like moving the needle. It takes time for the fizzle. Uh-huh.
Wiggy, Monday night, we're going out to dinner on you, outside.
What's Monday night?
It's the restaurants are going to reopen.
Yeah, but the sports, I bet was that sports.
Right, they agreed yesterday.
They actually got a play though.
Yeah, they got to get to it.
Yeah,
they
just
because
they. What's that mean?
Oh, Rich, before we go, what would you pick for home court advantage if you were Brad Stevens or Danny Ainge?
What would I pick?
Yeah, did you hear us talking about? You probably didn't hear us talking.
Yeah, like, I missed it.
Would you take
about
the floor?
All the stupid rules?
Would you take the floor?
The hotel, the ball for second, third, and fourth quarter.
Right.
The extra foul.
The extra foul.
Or they have one where you
I would take the extra possession, because in the playoffs, all the possessions matter more.
Rich, you didn't even let me get to the last one they just put out. Oh. You could take away the opponents, all their sneakers.
I'm gonna play barefoot. Yeah, I'll do that one. Your jumping socks. It's
all right,
for the birds. Yeah.
All right, we gotta go.
Wiggy Andelman.
We gotta go.
Pudding in the net.
Dale and Hart. It sounds like a 70s sitcom about a couple of detectives.
Well, it would be Keith
and
Hart.
Dale.
Keith
it's not Dale.
It'd
Hart,
be Keith and Hart.
Yes.
Yep.
That sounds like a music.
Hart and Dale. Hart to Hart.
Hart and Keith.
Hart to Hart.
Keith and Hart is next.
Sounds like a music group, like a Leonard Skinner.
Like Hall and Oates.
Dale and Keith and Hart.
Do you know that other guy was black?
Yeah, yeah. Pretty sure. I think a lot of people do.
Is that Hall or is that Oates? Because I do
you
like
really hear Jimmy. The whole damn band's white except for Jimmy. What are you talking about?
Is Hall the black one?
Oh my God, this is going to go on forever. Rich wants to start his show.
I'm sorry, you brought it up.
What's your question? Who's the black one?
Is it Hall or Oates?
Oates.
Daryl Hall.
It's Oates.
Oates.
Okay, all right, just making sure. I do like Hall and Oates, though.
Yeah.
They're class. I do like them.
A lot of hits.
Oates.
Great catalog. Gigantic catalog.
Hey. All right. Sarah Smile.
Rich, have a great show.
Thank you. You guys have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
You too.
Wiggy, you're in Monday.
Yes, I believe so.
And thank you for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.